Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tyler. How can I help you?
Yeah, I have two charges on my bank account from yesterday from your company. I have no clue what they are for.
All right. Can I have your zip code, sir, so I can pull up the account to see exactly what it is you were charged for?
28730.
All right. And your first and last name, sir?
Robert Bresnahan.
All right. Give me 1 second. I got to look you up in my other system. Just bear with me. My system's moving a little slow.
That's fine.
All right, you say your first name is Robert, correct?
Yes.
Well, you're not popping up in my system here. Can you spell your last name for me?
B, like boy, R-E-S-N-A-H-A-N.
Give me 1 second. I'm able to pull you up that way. All right, here we go. All right, I was able to locate an account that matches your name. Can you verify that mailing address for me?
114 Onyx Drive, Fairview, North Carolina, 28730.
That's not you. Hold on, let me go into this other system and type your name in to see if that's it. You're not popping up in my system. how much was the charge on your account?
There's two separate charges. One is for $91.89 from a full diet total INST, and the other is for $92.90 from the same company.
Okay. Do you have your card on there that they were charging?
We have two cards linked to this account. I have the one right now. My wife is sleeping.
Okay, what's the first six of that card?
The first six is 531257.
All right, and then the last four?
9576.
Okay, hold on, let's see if I can search you that way. All right, here we go. It's under your wife's name. Is that Doria?
Yes.
All right, here we go. So let's see what it is that was charged to your account. All right. I'm going to place you on a brief hold as I look over to see what it is that was bought. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for holding, sir. So as I review the account, it looks like on April the 7th, your wife entered a trial for a face moisturizer and a serum, an eye serum from Elevere. And so when she made that purchase on the 7th, she entered a 14-day trial. And so they charged you guys this month for that next round of shipment for the eye serum and the moisturizer, the facial moisturizer.
Well, I remember that was after taking some kind of survey or something.
Yes, sir.
And she never received the first shipment. She still hasn't received another shipment. and now you guys are charging her for not canceling it, and something that she never even received.
Okay, you guys' address is the 114 Onyx Drive, Fairview, North Carolina.
Yes, it is. And I get the mail every day. Due to COVID, we get a lot of stuff Amazon or anywhere and everywhere from over the internet and everything. And everything gets shipped to that address, comes right down. You know, I've got a little office right at my home, and everything comes right through this office.
Okay.
You know, whether it's addressed to my wife, it's addressed to me, or it's to anyone, it comes right through this office.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm about to pull the tracking number and see where it says it was delivered. Give me 1 second, okay?
Yep.
All right, thank you for holding, sir. So I was just reviewing the account, and so we don't individually check each product that's shipped out, but I do show that the cream was shipped out to you guys, but not the serum. And so the reason why you guys are continuously charged is because when she entered the 14-day trial, it states that you have to call to cancel it, and so we never got a call to cancel it, or we never got a call that you guys never received it.
Well, I never received it, and now you're billing me for two other things that I haven't received either.
Well, they just billed you yesterday for that, for the two products. They're getting ready to ship those two out to you. That's how come they billed you.
Well, I don't want them shipped.
Okay. So, all right. All right, so let's see. I was going to say, I know your wife is the one that ordered this. I don't know if she wants to continue the trial, but I was going to say we can discount the trial so that way she is able to still.
No, not for that kind of money. We don't want to continue any of that.
Not if we discount it down to 35%?
Nope.
I was going to say, it looks like we can do 50% discount if that's something that you'd like to do.
No, we're not interested.
All right, not even if we can do the 75% for the trial?
No. I just don't want it. You know, you bill me for stuff that we didn't receive, and you bill me for, you know, you're charging me for stuff that you never even shipped.
Okay. So,
one of the two things you're saying you never even shipped, but and now you're billing me for two more things that haven't even shipped yet. No, I got a bad taste in my mouth about this company.
Okay.
It has nothing
to
do with you or anything.
Out.
I just want to cancel it.
I can cancel out the trial for you. If you just give me 1 second, let me do that, and then I can give you those cancellation numbers, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. All right, just bear with me, sir. I'm trying to take care of it for you.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for holding. Do you have a pen and a piece of paper so I can give you those cancellation numbers?
Yes.
All right, just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, that first cancellation number is C as in cat.
Now, is this the one for 9189?
Yes, that's the one for 9189.
Okay.
All right, and it's C as in cat, 257-662-702. And then the second one is C as in cat, 257-662-681.
Okay. How long should they take to reverse?
So actually, that since that is a valid charge and you guys did not call and cancel it, I'm unable to refund it. I'm just able to cancel the trial for you guys for that new shipment that just went out.
So I'm still getting charged?
Well, they've already charged your card for that shipment, sir.
Which you haven't shipped yet.
Well, no, because they charged
your
card.
And I'm not
going to
receive it, but you're going to charge me.
No, I can't stop it from going out like I stated. Since you guys didn't call and cancel it before they charged you for the new shipment, and that's a valid charge, then I can't refund it. So they're getting ready to ship out the serum and the facial cream to you guys. They haven't had a chance to. Today is the 26th. They charged you on the 26th.
I understand that, but you even told me one thing went out, one didn't, out of the trial. Why am I getting charged for two things off the trial?
Okay, so the two new charges that are showing up on your bank account are a new set of products that are getting ready to go out. That's not for the original products that went out for you when she ordered it on the 7th.
Mm-hmm. which one of the two you just got done telling me I never even got. So what are you charging me for? The one I didn't get, or
they're
and the one that
you
you're saying
you
got delivered to your,
they're
pardon me?
For a new shipment, sir.
Which hasn't gone out yet, and that we're canceling.
Yeah, you're canceling it, but they've already charged your card for the new shipment. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
But it hasn't shipped yet. I want it canceled. I don't want it.
Okay. So like I stated, because you guys never called and canceled the trial and they charged you for the shipment and they're getting ready to send it out, I can't refund your money.
Am I getting the product?
Yes, they're getting ready to ship it out to you guys.
And you can't stop it from being shipped?
No, sir.
Okay, I'll take it up with my bank. I'll just have them cancel.
All right, here, give me 1 second. Let me speak to my supervisor, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so after looking over my protocol, for those two charges, I can offer you a 35% refund.
I don't want a refund. I told you that. I don't want the product, especially now, the way you guys are dancing around this cancellation, billing me for something you haven't shipped yet, but because you've charged it, there's nothing you can do. So I'm just going to take it up with my bank and just have them reverse the charges.
Okay, and so I do want to let you know that since you guys checked that box on there and never called us to cancel it, that is a valid charge. But if you give me 1 second, let me...
I never received it.
The new...
How am I supposed to review something? How am I supposed to review something and let you know within 14 days if I want to keep it if I never got it?
So if your wife never received the products, how come you guys never gave us a call to let us know that you never received them in the mail?
Where am I supposed to call? Where am I supposed to call?
Well, this is not the first time they've charged you guys' card. I mean, yeah, this is not the first time they've charged you guys' account. So how come the number on there? How did you get our number this time, sir?
Pardon me?
How did you get our number?
I got your number because it's on my check. And it's on my bank statement. 888-792-8418, California.
Okay.
Or Canada, Ontario, whatever it is.
They charged you twice back in April, and so that's what I'm saying. If you guys were charged and never received
the product, shipped it in April, but you shipped it in April. You've never shipped me anything. So I'm just going to take it up on my bank. I'm done running around in circles.
Let me check my protocol real quick, and let me see what I can do.
Yeah, you know your protocol. You're just dancing around the whole situation. You're either going to give me my money back, take it off my card, I didn't receive the product, or I'll take it up with my bank at 9 o'clock. That's the protocol.
All right, hold the line for me, sir. All right. Thank you for holding, sir. So as I went over my protocol, looks like I can offer you your 50% of your refund of your money back.
I don't want any refund. I want either all or nothing.
Okay. So when you keep saying that you don't want a refund, can you explain to me what you mean by that? Because, I mean, you're saying that you're going to take it up with your...
I don't want a discount. I don't want a discount, okay?
I'm not discounting. I'm talking
you're either
going to
take the charge off. You're going to... 50% off isn't a discount?
No, I'm talking about 50% of your money
back. Have a good
day.
Have a good day. You can talk to my bank about it.